Langley Rivermen were edged out in overtime in a rematch with the Alberni Valley Bulldogs before a crowd of 1,011 at George Preston Arena on Saturday, November 16. Rivermen scored first, thanks to a Jackson Patulny backhander, his first as a Rivermen player with 2:30 remaining in the first. Just after the midway mark of the second period, Ryan Skelling got his 11th goal of the season on the power play, making it 2-0 Rivermen. Bulldogs came back with two goals in the span of 3 minutes to tie the game 2-2, then Aiden Merrick regained the lead for Langley to get his 10th of the season, giving the Rivermen a 3-2 lead. The Bulldogs tied at 2:09 into the third on a shot from the right point from Lenny Greenberg, making it 3-3. In overtime, Caden Tremblay one-timed the puck on a pass from behind the Rivermen net, winning the game with 3:37 gone. It was the second game of a three-game homestand for Langley. Game 1, on Friday, November 15, was a winner for the Rivermen over Prince George Spruce Kings that saw Langley come back from a 2-0 deficit to win 6-3. Ryan Skelling scored back-to-back goals to make it 2-2, with Dalton McGillivray, Jackson Krill, Aiden Merrick, and Ilya Rogovsky, on an empty net, also scoring. A road trip to Vancouver Island the previous weekend saw the Rivermen fall to Nanaimo Clippers and Alberni Valley Bulldogs November 8-9. Friday's game in Nanaimo went into overtime tied 1-1, with the Clippers getting the game winner with 19 seconds gone in the extra frame. Ryan Skelling scored his 10th goal of the season. Saturday, the Bulldogs won 3-1. Ethan Murner scored the lone Langley goal. Rivermen's three-game homestand concludes on Friday, November 22 against the Nanaimo Clippers, the two teams' third meeting of the season. Sunday is a trip out to the South Surrey Arena for the third time this season to take on the Surrey Eagles.